This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus to go through a lot of the research that's been done in the last week or so. Ken prides himself with being connected to all the technology, to all of the things that are reported on in these journals. But there is a crack in some of the journals, and I think that Ken has been shaken a little bit. I think we talked about in a couple of previous incarnations, Ken, what happened when some of these journals had to retract the information that they'd published on the they called it the cocktail, right? The Z-Pak connected to the use of the malaria drug, and where all of that has gone. So where has it? Give us a quick summary of that and where it's all gone.
You're talking about the retraction from Lancet.
Why they had to do it, and what that's done to your, the sanctity of these journals. I mean, Lancet, probably the most prestigious of all of the medical journals, they had to eat their words, and a couple of others had to as well. So what does that do to somebody like you, whose job it is to keep yourself up to date? You've said any number of times, stuff you learned in medical school is out the window. You learn from doing, or you learn from reading what others are doing. So what does that do, this the phony information, fake news, if you will, from the Lancet and some of these other publications that were trying to put down hydrochlorazine, or whatever is it? It is hydrochlorazine.
Hydroxychloroquine.
That too.
Well, right. I think, you know, you have to put this into a larger context of seeking information today. I think all Americans are realizing that the information they get in general, they have to question. Mm-hmm. And if they don't look at it themselves, they wonder. And I hear that from most people I interact with, that there's a general concern about the accuracy of the information we get from the sources we're accustomed to getting it from. And this hit medicine in the last month in a huge way. The peer review process failed. Two of the most prestigious medical journals, considered solid as can be, in America, the New England Journal of Medicine, in Britain, Lancet, both of them published information that was totally fake. And it got through the peer review process, and it immediately affected policy worldwide. And these journals rushed to publish studies about hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin that tried to show that the combination was not only not safe, but dangerous and also ineffective. And this immediately had impact on studies that were ongoing on hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin worldwide, which were stopped, as well as studies that were planned. And some very smart scientists who read these publications on their own realized that they made no sense, that it was impossible, the sources of information, the clinical information, the patient information, and demanded to see the actual patient information, which neither journal could supply. They went back to the authors. The authors did not supply it. And the articles had to be retracted, and they were obviously frauds, huge frauds. Now, has anybody resigned? Has anything happened to these journals? Have you heard any further follow-up? No. And here was a big failure of the peer review process. This should not have happened.
Well, but you've said before, now politics is, and we've complained as people who are living our lives and getting sick of all of the politics influencing pretty much everything we've done. We thought that medicine was safe.
Yes.
It was sanctified.
And it's
you find out it isn't.
Exactly.
And wasn't.
It's very
and now
disturbing.
Can't be trusted in a manner of speaking.
And you know what else adds to that, Ken?
Go ahead.
Politics has entered into the decision-making in medicine, and it's very disturbing to those of us who want to, like myself, who try to deal just in fact, just in the science, and when that gets put aside by politics, very disturbing.
Yeah. All right, so here's another example of that, if I may. I've seen any number of reports this week, and you probably have too. The most recent, a professor from Italy who was involved. Remember we talked about the French study, and we named, I don't remember the guy's name, but there is, in Italy where they had the coronavirus, they had a big-time problem because of what, as you know, the Mossad tracked the virus being shipped from Wuhan to Iran, and the courier went through Milano, or Genoa, I think it was Milano, on his way to Tehran, and the package that had the virus in it was not secure, so the virus got out in Milan. That's why Italy had the big problem, and in Iran, they had a huge problem. Didn't get much reported on the world scene because they did the same as the Chinese. They lied about how it was impacting their society. Iran's becoming more and more like China every day, and that's in terms of being restless. The Chinese people are very restless about all this coronavirus stuff and how it's impacted them and their economy, the same in Iran. So now comes the news that the coronavirus, this is from the original hospital and doctor who were treating all of these patients in Italy. This is something that was published in a British newspaper this past week. The virus, it's been called by some the CCP virus, I call it sometimes. The main name is what we call it. We all know what we're talking about. So this doctor, see if I can, from the San Martino Hospital in Italy, his name is Dr. Matteo Bassetti. He's head of infectious disease there at that hospital, says that the virus is becoming far less deadly as it adapts, and explains the mutation process, which nobody over here seems to be talking about. Apparently, this virus, Ken, has mutated a couple dozen times. Who knows how many times it's mutated. But even though it's pronounced that people are getting it, in terms of infection severity, it has become a non-issue in Italy with no need for a vaccine. That's what this guy, because he says whatever vaccine is developed, and you and I have talked about this sort of thing as it applies to the flu, the vaccines, are, if they're made for a particular mutation and the mutation changes what the virus really is, then what good is the vaccine? So what do you know about this? Do you have a thought about whether this guy is right about the virus becoming less deadly, even though it is, you know, getting it spread around again because people are out and about and getting exposed to it, so there are more cases of it?
Well, I think the mutation of the virus needs to be confirmed by more people. And, you know, this is just my general skepticism that has gone up from dutifully following all of the reports about COVID-19. And I hope that he's right, but I would like to see this documented in different
countries. But what good are the reports if they violate the trust that you had, like the stuff in The Lancet and the other?
Because
what happens is
you want multiple sources, multiple people in different countries.
But it's not good for business if doctors say, oh, the virus isn't as bad, you don't have to worry about it. Is it? I mean, it's not good for the drug business.
I'm not sure that they would both have the same interest, this scientist and the pharmaceutical industry.
Yeah,
he's not connected.
No. There was a good story on Law and Order.
But let me just mention that there is a, just like Ebola went away, there is an interesting thought about these viruses that if they do kill all of their sources, meaning humans, then they will die out. So there is some basis for them taming themselves down a bit so that they keep their natural source
supply
alive.
That's so interesting.
It's not totally intuitive because you would think that the virus, you know, just keeps getting deadlier and deadlier.
Well, but I was told, but then the virus wasn't alive like bacteria. Viruses aren't alive to the extent that the bacteria that lives, actually. Viruses don't have that same sort of life.
But they mutate. They have selection. They mutate in a direction to survive. Mm-hmm. And they evolve. Maybe mutate's a strong word, but they evolve in a direction to survive, or they don't survive. So you could understand why a virus might tame itself down. The viruses that make it and survive are the ones that decrease their lethality as they get a little larger, or they themselves won't survive.
Yeah, interesting. That speculation. All right, we'll get to the facts, some of the reports coming up in a matter of moments from the trusted journals that Ken finds. Meanwhile, the essence of our focus on how well you're adapting to what is the reality if people aren't getting enough sleep. One of the polls that I saw suggested that since the coronavirus has gone into effect, people's sleep has been much worse. A lot of people are just plain exhausted, and they need to figure out a way to get much-needed sleep during the continuation of our lockdown, if that's what it is. So let me get to the bottom line. You know the products that come from MyPillow are all made in America, and the pillows themselves, you can wash them, and you can dry them. It's a fabulous way for you to enhance your ability to get a good night's rest. Very important to keep your health. Go to MyPillow.com and take advantage of the BOGO offers right now. Pillows, sheets, the whole Megilla. Buy one set of sheets or towels, get another one free. That's the special BOGO deal on the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
You might remember Dr. McCoy's tricorder from Star Trek. It's a small device that scanned patients, and that's the idea behind MedWand, winner of the CES Last Gadget Standing Contest. Developer Dr. Samir Kamar tells us how it works.
It's got three different modes. You can actually do a self-exam if you happen to be medically knowledgeable or have somebody in the family who does that. So you can do that, and you can actually record all your own vitals, store them, forward them to whoever you'd like. It also has a live examination mode where I, say as a doctor, would actually examine you anywhere in the world in live time over the computer. And it also has an assist mode. So let's say a nurse is with a child in a daycare center. The nurse can put the device where she needs to or he needs to, and then the doctor in some other city can also provide supervision as well.
And the MedWand includes many diagnostics tools like an EKG, vital signs, and more. Head over to MedWand.com to learn more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Don't forget, Dr. Ken has a podcast, the Good Day Health Show podcast with Ken and with Jack. The most recent Ken podcast is a focus on the medical journals predicting that the death toll from the virus will double by the end of the year. And there's also a discussion about sexual activity and how much it's dropped for various reasons. So catch what Dr. Ken has to say every week in podcast form at gooddayhealthshow.com.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Back to Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the Good Day Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, so we've talked about some of the speculative items when it comes to the virus and where it's going. Let's get to the report from Sweden, Ken, on the actual numbers. And do we even know? A lot of people here in America say the hospitals are not reporting the deaths properly. So is Sweden doing it properly?
Well, you know, if we question everything, talk radio can go off the air in every sense. So, I mean, at some point we have to look at it ourselves, make these analyses ourselves, and then interpret them and report them, and talk radio won't go away. So let's just look at a report out of Stockholm, which has caught the attention of a lot of us. And I read it myself, and I think it's believable. I really do. And this report in Stockholm looks at the fatality rate of COVID-19 in Sweden, and what they show is that it's been around overall about 0.6%, but with sharp variations between age groups, and that's the key point. The virus is fatal in approximately 4.3% of cases among the over 70-year-olds, compared with only 0.1% of cases for those under 70. And these figures suggest it is around six times as deadly as the seasonal flu. So if these numbers are correct, and they did do some estimations, I read this myself, but they're probably close to what is actually true. And if this is, in fact, correct, it brings up a lot of questions about public health policy here in America. And it just shows where the risk is. It's in people 70 and over. And we also know some of the other risk factors. You know what the biggest risk factor for, and we're talking now for severe COVID-19. Yep. Mm-hmm. The biggest risk factor for severe COVID-19 is what? It's obesity.
Yep.
And then it
becomes, that's why more blacks are dying of it, because more blacks have diabetes and are overweight, right?
Give me a second. Yeah. It's the other risk factors then become diabetes, and then uncontrolled hypertension. But age is a huge risk factor. And we, in America, we've been thinking about 65 and over. You hear that quoted often. But in the Swedish study, they found at 70 is when it really gets bigger. And here it's dramatically different. So what we should be doing, the take home from this study, is we should be protecting the 70 and over, and maybe they should be, you know, locked down and kept away from the younger people and kept away from the ill, and be very cautious with those folks. And lockdown's a strong word, but those are the folks who really need to be cautious. Social distancing, very much so, wearing masks, keeping the hands clean, which is good advice for all of us. But the 70 and over is the group we really need to be careful about. And then the rest of us can go and live our lives as long as we social distance, which is most important, wear masks, and keep our hands clean. This study from Sweden is showing that the younger folk can go live their lives.
Yep. I think that that's something that we really need to spend some time on. We will, as we get into the second half hour of the program, how the governments in various states like California completely overreact. Now we're going back into into lockdown, or into closing beaches and restaurants. And so we were open, now we're going to close. The overreaction is pathetically ridiculous, in my estimation, for those people that you're talking about, the younger people. Older people, different story. More of that coming up in the next half hour of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen teeth, tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem, and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues, or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Still higher than historically average, the unemployment rate in America fell to 11.1% based on the report released by the Labor Department yesterday. It was 13.3% in May. President Trump commenting on yesterday's report from the Labor Department while speaking at a Spirit of America business event at the White House.
The United States economy has added almost 5 million new jobs in the month of June. That's shattering all expectations and shattering all records.
The U.S. Supreme Court is delaying a ruling on releasing grand jury testimony from the Mueller-Russia investigation. The court yesterday blocking a request from the White House to see grand jury documents from the former special counsel's Russia investigation. And this is USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Well, there are some very strange parties taking place in Alabama, and USA Radio's John Hunt explains.
City officials in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, are warning that several students are throwing coronavirus parties where people who have the virus are invited to intentionally infect others. The Tuscaloosa Fire Chief Randy Smith said at a city council hearing that these parties have now been happening for several weeks. They said they thought it was a rumor at first and did research and confirmed that doctors had the same information. The state's Department of Public Health said in a statement that anyone who is in violation of the governor's health order faces misdemeanors and fines. A city councilor said that money is collected at the parties and whoever gets the coronavirus first wins the cash. This is USA Radio News.
For the first time in decades, more Americans are likely to see more immigration. The latest Gallup poll finding that 34% of Americans surveyed would like to see immigration increase, while 28% would like to see it drop. 36% say they think immigration should stay at the current levels. It's the first time, though, since 1965 that Gallup has shown people wanting more immigration, outnumbering those backing a drop in immigration. Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Back in the saddle, if you will, here, Dr. Ken, Doug Steffen, with Good Day Health. You get the podcast and the show at gooddayhealthshow.com. All right, so we've been talking about how to protect, who to protect, how to protect, based on the Sweden study, and it makes nothing but sense. When you've explained that, I think the political ramification of this, we're back to politics, Ken, and how some states are going back off the wall. Some of the bigger states, New York, California, on the East Coast, certainly down in Jersey, the things are being shut down again.
Well, let me make a – you were talking about lockdowns in California before the break. Let me just make an observation. California, which has been among the most locked down states in the country, I mean, you were living it and got out of there because you saw it coming, right?
Yeah.
So you yourself, we don't have to believe the report. You were there, and you know what's going on.
I spend the winters in California. And when I saw this coming and I knew what the political realities are, government wants to control everything there, I got in my car that day, and within hours, and I just drove back east.
So you can confirm it's one of the most locked down states
Ridiculous.
In the country,
yeah.
Correct?
Yes, it's sickening.
Okay. Now, you compare that to Texas, which has been among the least locked down states in the country. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Now, where do you think the per capita death rate is much higher, in California or in Texas?
California.
Correct.
Another question. Yeah.
Correct.
Now, it's not that the two are related, but the to unrelate them, to uncouple it, what's the point of shutting everything down if it doesn't seem to protect your citizens? Maybe there's something else wrong with what you're doing. Yes?
That's the point I'm trying to make.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Another report here. This is the CDC focusing on people and how they get it. And this is something also that shakes your, those of you who spend all your time wasting your time watching CNN, listen to this.
From the CDC this week, we learned that a majority of Americans who are diagnosed with COVID-19 do not know who passed the virus to them. So even though we are well aware of what we should do to lower dramatically our own risk of getting COVID-19, which is wearing a face covering, social distancing, which is probably the most important, and keeping our hands clean and off our face, still, when you do surveys of people who have been diagnosed with COVID-19, over half of them have no idea where they've gotten the virus from.
So what does that say? When people come into your clinic,
it tells me that people need to stay out of crowds.
Everybody, the younger people want to be in crowds. They want to go to the beach. They want to go to the bar. They want to go to concerts. They want to,
and they want to protest.
Yeah, right. And another very interesting and enlightening study and conclusion. All right, up next, this is talking about MyPillow and the sleep debt that people have from the virus. People try to catch up on the weekends. Apparently, that's not a solution, right?
Well, many of us have sleep debts. We go around tired, and I think, as you alluded to, I think during COVID-19, with its associated changes in our lives, anxiety, not getting to the gym as much as we had in the past, that people have accumulated a larger sleep debt. And one tries on the weekend to get rid of it, and this study in sleep medicine this week shows that that's not possible. Let me suggest, if you have a sleep debt, most of us do, to erase that sleep debt for 2 to 3 weeks. Go to bed when you're tired, and then just wake up rested. And if you do this consecutively for 2 to 3 weeks, you're going to feel so much better, and you're going to get rid of that sleep debt.
Maybe
and
that's what vacations are all about, Ken.
And then,
going forward,
you need 7 to 8 hours a night of sleep. Well, 2 to 3 weeks vacations, I don't know where those are anymore.
I don't either. What about naps? Let's throw naps into it, because I take a nap almost every day now, because I don't get enough sleep, especially in the summertime. But even in the winter, when I'm, you know, I get up at 2 o'clock in the morning to do the radio program, so well, I need to have a nap there. And naps help you with the sleep debt?
Well, naps help you maintain yourself once you get rid of your sleep debt. But once you have a significant sleep debt, it's hard with a little bit of napping, because the napping is just trying to keep you from not increasing your sleep debt.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a sleep debt, I think the only way you're going to get rid of it is the way we just discussed.
It really is food for thought, isn't it? Okay, let's see. What else? Dr. Ken here from Lake Cardiology, his clinic in Florida, one of the foremost cardiologists, but a good generalist as well when it comes to information and what he uses to treat his patients. So here's a study on depression. We, many of us, no matter what our age, are getting depressed, whatever the clinical definition for that is. I've never been quite sure. But is there an age thing to factor into the discussion, Ken?
I think one of the unintended consequences of this whole COVID-19 is going to be the way we've responded to it in public policy is going to be, in the next few years, a lot more anxiety and depression.
Yeah.
And we need to be aware of it and ready for it as a medical group. And here we learned just this week from JAMA Network Open Medical Journal that children born to mothers who had depression during or after pregnancy are nearly twice as likely as others to develop the disorder later in life. And moms who are pregnant are under increased risk of getting severe COVID-19. That's another risk group. I think most moms are probably aware of that. This is creating increasing anxiety during pregnancy and depression during pregnancy. And the news is that this is going to be passed on to their future offspring. So this is something we need to be aware of. We need to hopefully work on the mental state before getting pregnant right now and be aware of it during pregnancy, because it's not only about mom, it's about the offspring also. And this could have a big impact going forward. And interestingly, there's a speculation this week that there's not going to be a COVID-19 boomlet of births. Whether that's true or not remains to be seen.
Right. All right, we'll pause for a moment and get to a couple of more of these important stories, more observations from Dr. Kim from his perch down in Florida at Lake Cardiology. Those of you who are interested in telemedicine, or maybe even there aren't many people traveling down to Florida, not many people traveling anywhere unless they're close in. So if you're within a couple of hundred miles of Ken, you want to see him, that's cool. Or you want to do the technical telemedical connection, call Ken's office. 352-735-1400 is the name. Is the number, rather. The facility called Lake Cardiology. Ken is among the most prominent cardiologists in the country. He's a great facilitator of information, as you can tell by looking to him here. I always go to him when I have any kind of medical question. So take advantage of that if you want at 352-735-1400. Talking about the virus and who gets it, certainly we've underscored for all of the time we've been talking about this how people who are heavy are most susceptible to getting the virus. So on your mind is perhaps losing the weight that you've been trying to get rid of for a long time. We're going to send you down the street of healthy weight loss, safe weight loss. Let's go to the Calitrin website, which is toploss.com. Calitrin, you haven't heard about it because we have new stations on now all the time, and the podcast listeners should know about Calitrin. Calitrin is the safest all-natural way to lose weight in the world. They've been around for 23, 24 years. The formula for this came from a doctor and three of his nurses who saw how easy it would be. Now, I mean, it takes time to do this and do it well. But using this formula that doesn't have any stimulants, that doesn't have any drugs, it took work to perfect this. But now the health benefits that you can see by going to the website, what you can experience yourself and your family can experience, are not questioned because this stuff works. 86% of the people who take it are happy to tell you how great it is, how it works. What you want is something that works, takes the weight off, keeps it off. I suggest the six-month program, and you can go to toploss.com, order a three-month supply, get another three free. So you get this 6 months, stay on the program. It normalizes your body, helps you rest better, and all kinds of great side effects. Toploss.com for Calitrin, the best weight loss formula, the natural formula. Use the discount code DJV, no shipping charges, and that BOGO deal, which is right now, that's the 4th of July special. Buy three, get three free at toploss.com.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
Recover or Die. It's a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug addiction in the United States. Recover or Die was founded by famous recovering musicians. They've been where you are right now, and they want to spread the message of hope and recovery. So here's the deal. They're working hand in hand with addiction recovery specialists and top-tier recovery centers nationwide to help you recover and get sober. Recover or Die is embarking on a huge national outreach tour to promote anti-addiction messages through a great blend of music and education. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol and they need help, call us right now, please.
800-209-5173. 800-209-5173. 800-209-5173.
All right, back we are. Ken Kroathaus, Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. The pandemic job losses and what happens to people who need health care insurance. What's going on in that department?
Well, this is in my cubbyhole that I call the indirect effects of COVID-19 on all of our health. And there are many, and they may even be more significant to many of us than the direct effects of the virus. Our reaction to the virus was to shut down so many things. If you're in the performing industry, you don't have a job right now unless you've retrained yourself. There's so many areas that are like this. Hopefully they're coming back. But furloughs and layoffs stemming from the coronavirus pandemic have left many Americans without health insurance. And this has affected their health right now. Also, what's gone on in medicine, either directly from health insurance or just from fear of coming to the hospital or to the doctor's office or due to hospital policy to stop doing elective procedures, is that so much preventive effort has been delayed in cancer, heart disease, diabetes, weight loss. So much preventive efforts have been delayed that this is going to have a huge impact and maybe even greater. Also in mental illness, we know the overdoses. It was just reported this morning that there's been a huge increase in overdoses since this all started in the last several months. So these indirect effects of COVID-19 on our health, I have a feeling, are going to be even worse than the direct effects of the virus.
Right. All right. So one last thing. We have a moment or two for a discussion about Gilead Sciences. They're the ones that are developing remdesivir or whatever that. What is it? I don't know why I have this thing about these two drugs, but at any rate, the United States government has bought up all remdesivir. That's what? How many doses? Hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of vials of this stuff? So that we have enough of it, I guess. But the expense for doing this, you know what the expense is, $520 a dose. So that's $3,120 for a five-day treatment. Who's going to, talking about insurance, how are you going to pay for this stuff?
I don't really want to comment about it because I don't want to get myself in trouble.
I don't mind commenting about it. I think the government was not prepared. So, I mean, this is a way of getting prepared if we've decided that remdesivir is the way to do it, although you and I think that it isn't. It's very expensive and yet to be proven, but other stuff is, and that's the question I think that most people
just
are
follow the money. That's
follow the money. Say. That's right.
Because I have a moment to talk about an update.
We're out of time. Coming up next, questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen with Ken on Good Day Health.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Time now for questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen. The vaccines that everybody is talking about, where are we? A lot of people want to know. What is it, the old expression? Inquiring minds want to know where we are with the vaccines and what are your predictions, given that a lot of people think that because of the mutations, anything being developed now will not be of much use. What do you think?
Let me tell you the end of the story of what I think, and then let me go back and fill in some of the details. But I think by this next spring, we're talking about 2021, there'll be a vaccine available for anyone who wants one. But let me come back a little bit, because worldwide right now, there are numerous efforts to produce a safe and effective vaccine. And ironically, the Chinese got a head start. And I think by the end of the year, there will be one or two that are safe and are somewhat effective. CDC announced that the FDA announced just this week that they won't approve one unless it's at least more than 50% effective. But I think by the end of the year, this year, 2020, there will be at least one or two that will be safe and pretty
effective.
But
who's going to believe that they're any good if they come out of China, the source of the problem in the first place?
Well, that's the point I was trying to make, if you allow me, is that ironically, the Chinese got a head start, and they may be the first people to have a vaccine out there on the market, and then many Americans are going to be left with the decision, are they going to take a Chinese vaccine?
No,
but I think then a few months later, a number of the American companies and those Americans working with some of the other foreign countries that are actively pursuing the vaccine. There will be more choices available. Also, this vaccine may not be 100% effective. It may give you a milder form, you know, turn it into just a common cold. And also, this vaccine, you may need to repeat it. It may not be a one time and then you never have to get it, but it might be in the future. You get your flu and your coronavirus vaccine each year or at some interval, which we don't know. But bottom line is, I think by next spring, I'll put it out there as a prediction, anyone who wants a vaccine will have one available.
Okay. Well, whether to take it or not, we'll visit that at the time. All right. Next, a question about wearing a mask. A lot of people are reporting that they're wearing various masks and they're getting a problem with their skin. There's a rash developing with some of these protective face coverings. So what do we do? How do we know whether we're getting a mask that we are not allergic to, or if we are allergic, how do we, is there a cream or something on for the skin to protect oneself from this?
Well, I think that you have to do a little self-testing and find a brand, because they're all different and there are many choices out there. Find something that's comfortable to you. Face masks in general are not dangerous. Surgeons have been wearing them for forever, all day. And surgeons in general are a pretty healthy group of people. So just you have to maybe do a little individual shopping to find for yourself one that is comfortable, and it's not going to hurt you, and it's only actually may help you, and it'll also help you from passing it along to others, because this is really what you want to do. You want to avoid passing it along to a younger person who is then infected, doesn't even realize they're infected, and you may be careful about going and seeing seniors, but another person may not, and that's where so many of the older people are getting sick, interacting with people who think they're fine but are not, because in so many people you're infected and you barely or don't even know you have the infection, whereas you look to an older person, 70 or older, somebody who has the risk factors, obesity, diabetes, uncontrolled hypertension, and these are the people who, when they get exposed, get this severe life-threatening illness. But for the rest of us, it's minimal or nothing. So the face mask helps to stop the circulation of this virus, which puts certain groups at high risk.
Right. And this social distancing, or I call it personal distancing, makes some sense. It's just
a lot of sense. It's even more important than the mask.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. You can contact him at 352-735-1400. Those are the answers to questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.